It's always exciting to chat to a product owner and hear all about a new product. But how wonderful is it going to be today to catch up with a jet setter who is exposing the love of travel to her husband, being a seasoned traveler herself, and having touched down on many destinations? We're chatting today to Deline Rivers, who's talking to us live from Mauritius. Deline, please tell us, are you by the pool? Are you sipping a cocktail? Or is it early morning coffee time?
Hi, good morning, Janet. Thank you so much for having me. It is a bit early. The bar's not open yet. That's the only reason I'm not having a cocktail. But we are sitting by the poolside. We've just had breakfast. And yeah, I just had my morning coffee. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. A little bit overcast today, and we've had some rain. So apologies if you're still hearing a lot of noise behind me, but everybody's tried to find cover because the rain has just washed over us a little bit. But it's still humid as anything. I've never experienced humidity like this in my life, but
And as a former
it's still.
Durban girl, how does it compare?
Oh, the Durban has nothing on the Mauritius humidity, let me
Oh,
tell you.
really?
No, it is
Interesting.
incredible.
So.
I've never been an afternoon nap kind of girl, but the heat makes me want to take an afternoon nap.
Is it the nap or is it the cocktails? We need to unpack, but not on this show.
It's the nap, it's the cocktails, and I mean it's an anniversary celebration, so I'll let you do the math on that one.
Uh-oh. Deline, we are you booked a package. You booked for how many days? Tell us about your trip.
So it's a 7-day trip. It's at one of the Beachcomber resorts in Mauritius. So we're down in the south of Mauritius. It's the Beachcomber Shandrani. I think of the four Beachcombers they have in Mauritius, this is the biggest resort. Six restaurants, two bar
Wow.
areas, two pools, multiple water sports activities, land sports activities, which I'm not a fan of. So it's like tennis and table tennis and golf and that type of thing. So I think it has everything that anybody, no matter what you love, would enjoy. This is the perfect resort to come to because there's so many different options. You can choose to lie by the pool all day, or you can choose, like we do, to do some of the water sports. Both my husband and I tried water skiing for the first time. He was a little bit more
Oh, my
successful than I
goodness.
was.
How exciting. So tell us some of the things you've ticked off your bucket list.
So I went on a speedboat. I can totally say that my mission in life is to own a speedboat. So that was the first time I was on a speedboat. We went to a waterfall. We hopped off the boat in the middle of the ocean and swam.
Oh, wow. Isn't that the beautiful thing about travel?
Yes, you get to do so many things that you wouldn't in your ordinary day-to-day
Reset.
life.
Absolutely, to be able to reset the clock. And this is why we go on holiday. It's better than a hospital stay or a spa visit. It's a lot of
Oh,
things all packaged into one.
absolutely. And with my husband turning 60 this year, he's never experienced island life, these water sport activities, the luxury of this is completely new to him. Well, to me as well, but I mean, to have lived all his life and never experienced any of this, he's just loving every second.
So you mentioned that you're in an all-inclusive resort. What does that entail? Is that food and drink, or do you have three meals and two teas? Do tell.
It includes absolutely everything. I've been saying for the past few days that I'm gonna walk away from here looking like a panini that we eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's breakfast, lunch, it's dinner, and because there's multiple restaurants, we get to have dinner at a different restaurant every night. It's
Wow.
snacks throughout the day. It's drink as much as you want throughout the day.
Gosh.
And it includes all the water sport activities and the land sport activities as well.
That is amazing. That is
Yeah.
really, you don't need to leave your resort.
Well, we left. Family members of ours are actually at another beach called the States up in the North Coast. And we went to visit them yesterday. And because of our all-inclusive package, we could eat and drink at that beach coma for free
Oh
as
my
well.
goodness, that is amazing.
Yeah, we pitched up there and we ordered a few drinks and we said we wanted to have some lunch and the wristbands we were wearing. And they said, "Are you from a beach coma and all inclusive?" So my husband said yes, and they said, "Oh no, then you they brought us the bill and it was all zeros." It was very exciting.
Just phenomenal. So if you're at one beach comb, you can enjoy the benefits at any in the group along the way on the island.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I don't think it's something they put in their sales pitch to you, but it's just something we
Wow.
discovered by mistake.
How phenomenal is that? That is amazing.
Yeah, so in the resort itself, there's a lot to do and a lot to see. We ventured out for the first time yesterday and went up to the north. We stopped at Port Louis and visited some of the craft markets. You know, if you are willing to barter with people and to negotiate, you get incredible deals at the craft markets. And people are so talented here. I look at all the things that are handmade. I sat and watched a lady make bracelets yesterday. It's incredible what they do.
There's lots and lots to see.
We went to a local fruit and veg market in Port Louis as well, and people are so generous. They don't turn away from foreigners or tourists. They embrace you. They offer you things to taste so that you can get a feel for what you like before you purchase anything. That kind of hospitality is just so heartwarming. And it's similar to some of the markets you get in South Africa, specifically in Durban, the local market that we refer to as Bangladesh. It's very similar to that. And yeah, people just open their arms and are so welcoming. We've been surrounded by lots of different cultures, lots of different nationalities around us. There's people from all over the world that have come here, and this common interest of experience, absolute paradise and luxury, I think just makes people a lot more open than you normally experience them. We've met some Italians, French people, a lot of Americans and British people as well. And then, yeah, I don't know, it feels like us settlers, we gravitate towards each other because we've had quite long conversations with people from South Africa. You hear people speaking Afrikaans and you're kind of like, oh, that sounds like home. And you have a fat conversation with them. We actually met a couple who now live in Austria, but formerly from Johannesburg. And yeah, they were sitting at the table next to us at dinner the one night, and we probably sat for about an hour and a half chatting with them. And it was incredible just to experience that too. I guess because Mauritius is a tourist destination, and you know, tourism is much of their bread and butter here. The level of service has been incredible. To say customer service is excellence here would be an understatement, at best. They are just so helpful, so accommodating, and I've just experienced it very differently to anywhere else I've been in the world. They treat you, each and every single person, like you're incredibly special. It's really an awesome thing to see. And I think it makes people want to come back each and every time. A lot of people here have said that they've been here multiple times and they keep coming back because of what they experience here. South Africa, we're spoiled for choice when it comes to botanical gardens because we have beauty all around us. So it was only apt for me to go and visit a botanical gardens here in Mauritius. It was incredible. We saw, I mean, theirs is not as floral as ours is, but still incredible. Trees for days. One of the weirdest things we saw were the fruit bats hanging at the top of the trees in the middle of the day. We've even seen them flying around at night, and I've never seen that huge before. It's a little bit scary walking around the resort at night when they're flying above. But I mean, they're just after the fruit in the trees, so they're not really a menace or a threat to us. But yeah, something new that I've experienced.
I think it's that life gets so busy and we get so entrenched in our day-to-day and work, and we have completely removed ourselves from that. I've switched off all my work notifications. This has just been rest, relax, reset. It's been exactly everything you've described. And I think we need to allow ourselves to do that. I think very often we get so caught up in everything else that we forget to take care of ourselves. And this has been the lesson for me. We need to do this more often.
That's a very powerful message, Deline Rivers, holidaying in Mauritius on a sunny island with her island boy husband. I
For
am.
having me, Janet, and thank you to your listeners for letting me into their ears as well. Any of this. I mean,